You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Danielle, what are you doing today?
Nothing much. Just going to go get a soda. That's all.
Get a soda, huh?
Yep. I have to have Dr. Pepper. It is like the best.
Oh, yeah.
It is the best.
My grandma always has a cold Dr. Pepper waiting for me when I go to her house.
That's one of the reasons why Jeremy and I are able to do a morning show together is because we concur on the best of the sodas.
That's a tasty soda, Danielle.
Yep. Yeah.
What's your specific spot that you go to then to get this soda?
Just Circle K, just because they've got the, like, I think it's like $6 for the whole month, and then you can go as many times as you want, like
what?
Once every day.
What?
Yes, it's awesome.
You have a soda problem.
$6 afoot at the Circle K.
Do they have the hospital ice there, the little nuggets, the pellets?
I don't know.
Oh.
What?
You don't know?
Are you not an ice connoisseur as well as a DP connoisseur?
Well, they have, okay, they've got the little tiny ice chunks, yes.
Yes, that's the hospital ice.
Yeah. Those are good. Yeah. Those are like, yeah, hospital ice or Sonic ice.
Yeah.
Ice? Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Get a load of this, Danielle. I'm about 6 weeks away, 5 weeks away from hitting a 2-year mark without a sip of soda.
What?
I know.
You're taking this whole Lent thing overboard.
It's 2-year Lent for Dom. But you know what? He's got $12 in his wallet.
Oh, my gosh. I would literally die.
No, you wouldn't, actually, because I thought the same thing. And I wasn't as hooked as you. I would get, like, maybe 3 times a week, I'd grab me a soda. Mm-hmm. But I just finally did enough, you know, research. I was like, this stuff is
Honestly,
just, it's
I
like.
I gave up soda when I was pregnant with each of my kids. So I know I can do it.
Yeah, of course you could do it. I mean, and.
Actually, let me do the math.
It.
Actually, you've got $144 in your wallet because you said it was $6 a month or a year?
It was $6 a month.
A month. Okay.
Yeah, so I've saved $144.
So right. You're paying this $6. Are you going every single day then to get your Dr. Pepper?
No, not every day. That would be like overboard. I go maybe
okay.
like
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
I go at least 5 days a week to a Panera to get iced tea. We could do this as a segment on the mm-hmm. show. What's the thing that you've got to go and buy almost every day besides coffee? Well, we'll take Starbucks.
Yeah, coffee's
and
kind
coffee
of a given.
Of
yeah.
Coffee's the given. But what's the other thing? Like, I have to go to Panera to get iced tea, and I do it a lot.
I don't know if I have one.
You don't have anything? When you were, you know,
I,
several
I
years ago, before you had kids, you would do the McDonald's
I would get a quarter pounder and then hide the bag for my wife, but yeah. that's been a long time ago.
That's a while.
But I get it. Sometimes those gas station sodas, man, they hit different, don't they? They hit different.
And you know which ones have the best tasting sodas, too.
That's right. And you're right, Danielle, especially with that ice. It's just different.
And I don't want anyone to say, oh, it all tastes the same. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Different franchises, it tastes different.
Yeah. And did you know, pro tip, Danielle, we've done this before. You can go to Sonic and ask them for a bag of that ice if you're going to have a party. Yeah, if you're having a party or something at your house, you can go get a bag of Sonic ice for your drinks.
Danielle is all over that.
When I was pregnant with my first kid, I had to crunch ice. Evidently, it's like an iron deficiency.
Yep.
If you do that or something like that, but yep. I didn't know. Anyway, I used to get Sonic ice all the time, and I'd like crunch it. And I'm like, my dentist was like, your teeth are going to be horrible. I'm like, I don't care.
But it's little pellet ice.
Plus, it was obnoxious for all the people around you, too.
I know.
So. Crunch.
Well, right on.
Well, I'm going to live vicariously through you with your DP today, okay?
Okay.
Text us a selfie in a little bit when you get it. It's the same number you just called. And text us a selfie with you and your Dr. Pepper, okay?
Yeah, so I can totally just look at it. I just want to gaze upon it, okay?
Yeah.
I can almost taste it right now, even 2 years later. Oh, yeah. I can taste it.
You're going to break. You're going to cave. Good. This is the call that makes you cave.
Did you know that Dr. Pepper has actually been around longer than Coca-Cola?
Really? No, I did not know that.
How about that?
Is there really, what is it, 23 flavors in it or something? Isn't it
I don't know,
a menagerie of flavor?
They used to have one of the greatest marketing campaigns. Their whole campaign was 10, 2, and 4. So it was like the face of a clock. And it just had only the numbers on there was a 10, a 2, and a 4. And those supposedly, Daniel, were the times of day when you were supposed to sit back and enjoy a refreshing Dr. Pepper.
That's a lot of Dr. Pepper.
And yes,
yeah, but you could do it. Danielle, you could do it if anyone
$6
could do
a month. It can be yours. Huh? And yes, 23 flavors in Dr. Pepper.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And if you want, you can Google it and see them all. There's prickly ash in it.
You're a prickly ash.
Yeah,
so
what?
So they don't keep it secret like the Colonel's recipe.
They give you what's in it, but they don't give you the amounts. So you might put in too much prickly ash if you're making it at home.
If I had a nickel.
All right.
Danielle. Do we even have to play the game? Yeah,
obviously.
I guess we have to.
We probably should.
Okay. 10 seconds. Rattle off. We'll give you a category, Danielle. You got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples. Jeremy was doing a story this morning about Disney World / Disneyland. So in 10 seconds, give us the names of 5 rides at Disneyland. 5 of the rides at Disney. You're a parent. You should know this. Ready? And go!
The teacup, this is hard. I know this is your job.
Oh, boy.
Teacup is all you got.
That's it.
You're
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Space Mountain?
Space Mountain.
Splash Mountain, they just closed
it. It's a small world after all.
The worst ride ever?
Yeah.
You could have just said the worst ride ever, and we would have accepted that.
The Matterhorn? Do they still have the Matterhorn?
They still have the Matterhorn and the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
You know, Danielle, at least you got DP. Don't forget to send us that photo.
That is so true. Okay, will do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Maddie, is there something that you feel like you could have every single day?
Pasta.
Oh,
yes, yes.
Marry me now.
Fill a kiddie pool full of pasta and I'll lay in it. I will do that right now.
Now, do you have a particular favorite when it comes to the various pasta shapes?
Not really, but I guess like penne.
Penne?
Oh, she's a penne. Yeah,
penne.
Girl.
Okay. I like the bow tie pasta because I feel like I'm eating little bow ties.
That's so cute. I have this one dish that I make, Maddie, and I know you're riveted by this, but listen, there's this one dish that I make that's made with the shells, and I always feel like those shells are kind of a waste in any pasta dish, except for mac and cheese, by the way.
Yeah.
But in this particular dish, that's my pasta fiamalbo, Jeremy.
It's a good dish.
You know and love. You make it with shells, and I'm like, that's the only time it works.
Yeah. That's a kid pasta, I think.
Yeah.
Unlike the bow tie.
Which is
I'm a big fan of the rigatoni last night. I had that last night. What were you going to say about the bow tie? Which is for what?
I'm just going to move on.
What else is going on, Maddie?
I'm glad you spoke up because it forced me to edit.
Rude things you're going to say about bow tie pasta.
Rude things.
Maddie, you hate this, don't you? Maddie, what are you doing today?
Nothing much.
All right.
The day-to-day things.
Well, you want to play?
Sure.
All right.
How old are you?
Oh, Dom.
How old are you, Maddie?
Sniff
really?
Something
Don't
out
lie.
Here. How old are you, Maddie?
I'm 13.
This
okay.
is why.
Listen, you hold
this
on. We is... love you. We love you, and we don't care who knows you.
You're
hold
sneaky.
On, okay?
You are sneaky.
Josh is going to have a few words with you, so hold on. First of all. I should have picked
you
up
sniffed
on that
out.
Sooner.
Well, we just got really carried away with the pasta, like right off the bat. So, but then the giggling started.
You got to be 18 to call in to play these games. So, Maddie, we love you. Oh, and Josh, did Josh not talk to her?
I don't know.
Josh, quit hanging up on people. Poor
All
Maddie.
Right. Poor Maddie's gonna go cry now. Nah, she's laughing. She's like, I got those clowns.
God. But at least she answered pasta. Yeah, I know. Christy, what's the one thing that you think you could have every single day?
Besides coffee, bacon.
Oh, girl.
Another solid choice.
God, that's good. It's really good.
Do you, are there like unusual things that you put bacon in?
Pancakes.
Do you really?
I've had a bacon pancake once and it was damn good.
Now, do you pour the batter and then put like 3 strips down and let it just soak into it? Or are you doing little crumblies?
No, strips.
Straight up strips in your pancakes.
Wow.
Sure do.
Holy crap.
I don't like that because I like them broken up. I don't want to have to cut the pancake with my fork.
Well, the flaw would be, that you go to bite or whatever and you're pulling out the whole slice of bacon.
Exactly.
You know, that's the favorite.
But I'm not
flaw.
Talking about little crumblies. I'm talking about just little chunks. Like bite-sized chunks. So
little
they're not
chunks.
Tiny. They're just, you know, they're like an inch long or whatever, but you put those in there.
Do that instead, Christy.
Now, do you guys like it undercooked or crispy?
Oh,
my
crispy.
Kids like it undercooked.
They like it chewy and rubbery?
Yep.
Really?
But, I mean, is at least all the, batter cooked? Or is it still kind of like battery?
No, she's talking about the bacon, I think.
Oh, bacon.
No, the bacon one by its side. When it's in the pancake, it has to be.
Okay. I'm so glad you asked this because my stepdaughter.
This is important stuff.
Has the, it's like gross. She barely puts it on there and it's all
wobbly.
Like you said,
it's wobbly.
Wobbly, rubbery, and it's just, ugh.
That's not right. She's going to get salmonella.
Well,
what's your,
even the pre-cooked kind.
Oh, then she's fine.
But you get at Costco, you know, which is really good bacon, by the way, I think. But she still, when she puts it on the pan, it's still, she's barely on there and it's just like you could tie a knot with
she
it.
She needs to move out.
I'm telling you.
What do you top the pancake with, Christy?
Bacon.
More bacon.
No, I'm kidding. Eggs.
You put eggs on top of your pancake then?
No, on the side.
Well, what do you put on top of the pancake? Are you doing like a jam or jelly or whipped cream or syrup?
Peanut butter with syrup.
Peanut butter, bacon, and syrup. I'm sorry, but that is a strong sounding pancake to me.
That's different.
That's Jeremy's kind of
different.
Making a face.
I'm
but
squinting
I think
at the,
that would
the
be
peanut
fantastic.
Butter.
I could live with Christy.
Sounds more like an Elvis.
Do you got an open room?
It does. It sounds like an Elvis dish.
It does, yeah.
Oh, we should call
Google
it.
Him,
just
kids.
Put some bananas on top and you're good
Google
to go.
Google him, Maddie. Yeah, bananas.
A little banana action on there.
My brother and I have a routine, and whenever we get together, which is only like once a year, we will go grab banana walnut pancakes.
Yeah.
Solid choice.
Yum.
So it sounds like Maddie's not at school today like my kids.
Yeah, what's
well,
Maddie's
she's probably
deal?
In the delay. It's the delay thing, probably.
Well, if she's up here in Evergreen, we got a 2-hour delay, but now all power's out. So
no pancakes for you this morning.
There's no. Well, we're going to head over to my boyfriend's house, who has got gas, so we're going to crank up his gas.
Well, I feel bad for him. Oh, dude.
Are you mean he farts a lot or what?
The house is so warm.
Boyfriend's got gas.
Boyfriend's got gas.
Not like that.
I know. You like this guy?
I do. I've talked to you guys before about him. I was the one who went to Alaska cruise with him.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And then I was also the one who was an RV in Barstow, I called you. This was a year ago, and I won rattled off then.
I don't remember that.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Well, you ready to play again?
Sure.
Hey, when you called the other day, I mean, did you play rattle off or did you just chat with us?
No, a year ago I played rattle off.
Oh, so it's been a lot of time.
That's plenty of time that has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, let's see how you do. 10 seconds. 10 seconds. Give me 5 sports teams. All right. I want the team name like Broncos, okay?
Okay.
Broncos, okay. All right.
Now, does it have to be
Cubs?
Football or?
No, any of the 4 major sports. But I want 5 of these sports teams that it's not an animal. So Broncos isn't going to count. 10 seconds. Any of the 4 major sports that's not an animal. Ready and go.
Oilers, Avs, Nuggets,
good.
Chiefs, Rangers,
Yeah,
did you
got
say
it.
Chiefs? Was that the fourth one you said?
Chiefs and then Rangers, yeah.
You know what? We've got a
winner! Well done, Bacon Cakes.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, send us a, we're going to get the photo of the Dr. Pepper here in just a few moments. Send us a photo next time of your bacon peanut butter pancakes, okay?
Please do.
You got it.
Okay, you're hold on. Best. Don't go away because Josh wants to tell you a few things. Thank you. Aw, Summer. Summer, we told you not to hang up.
I'm here.
Jenna's here.
Yeah, hi, Jenna.
Jenna's here, but Summer hung up.
Lame-o. What are you doing
Jenna's
today?
Jenna's like, I'll talk to the boys.
I know. I wanted to play.
Well, you could call tomorrow again and try to play, but...
I teach kindergarten. We're delayed today, so I had the just right day to call.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah. So what time do you actually have to start working?
We start at 10:40, so I get a nice long morning.
That is a nice long morning.
What are you doing with that morning?
I'm taking my kids to breakfast.
Nice.
Back to the pancakes.
Back
again.
To breakfast, yeah. Where are you
going? Oh, bagels.
Bagels? You going to Einstein's
no.
or something? I'm not mad at that.
Come on.
I will eat an everything bagel.
Yeah, whatever.
Every day.
But
I love
you can
everything
buy
bagels.
A bagel at the store and just put it in your toaster or whatever. If you go out to breakfast, that's an event.
Yeah, but you can make.
I was on hold, so I had to get something quick.
She's blaming me.
It's a ridiculous argument anyway, because you can make pancakes at home, you can make bacon at home,
you
can make eggs at home.
But it's so much more, it's more of a process to make pancakes at home than just to throw a bagel in the toaster.
Well, you got to get like a bagel sandwich or something to make it worth your while, but get some eggs and bacon on that.
All right. I'm just kind of anti-bagel. It's just dough.
It's a lot of dough, but man, oh, yeah.
It's dense. That's the problem. I don't like dense bread.
I love dense bread.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, I'm with you, Jenna.
Jenna gets off on dense bread.
That's right.
It could go on a t-shirt.
Yeah. For Mother's Day, you just get her a bag of bagels.
Yeah.
I would love it.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on in your world?
I teach kindergarten, so I'm busy.
Yeah. A lot of little rugrats to take care of, huh?
How many in your class?
23.
Which one do you hate the most?
I love them all the same.
You're a liar.
Big liar. Big bagel eating liar.
There's one kid that you can't stand, I guarantee.
There's always
it.
One. You know, my friend Blackheart, she no longer is a teacher, but she taught first and second grade for quite a few years. And that was always the funny little gag is when we all got together for cocktails later, she would talk about that one kid.
Mm-hmm. Always picking his nose. And
yeah, and get a load of this, Jenna. There was one year that she was teaching first grade, and there was this one kid who was like, he was like the devil. Okay, this kid was Satan, all right? And the parents were no better, right? And she was like, oh, I'm so glad that, just another few weeks and, school's over and he'll be gone. I'll be rid of Satan. During the summer months, they asked her when she came back, would she please, they really had a need for a second grade teacher. So she said yes. And of all the second grade classes in that school,
yes,
Satan was back in her class.
He's back.
For year number two.
Little punk. Damn it.
Well. What are you going to do?
Thanks.
Do you want to give your school a shout out, Jenna?
I'm sure I teach at Sand Creek Elementary in Highlands Ranch.
Well, I love that school.
What's the mascot of Sand Creek? The crabs or something?
A rock?
The Eagles.
The Eagles.
Should have been the crabs. Aren't there sand crabs or whatever?
Crawdads, maybe. Do we have crabs here?
No, not here, but...
Probably not.
No, but
you'd
you
want something
a,
more Colorado related.
Well, you might have a school named after Einstein. We don't have an Einstein.
A hermit crab, maybe.
We have an Einstein's Bagels, though.
Oh, that's
true.
That's
right. Back to the bagels.
Everything on this show is circular, Jenna, including the bagels. Well, you could not be more adorable. I'm sorry you didn't get to play the game, but call us back on the net. You know, as soon as school is out here in, what, 2 months or whatever, call us back.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenna.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening. Stay warm. Enjoy your dense bread.
We got our picture from Danielle and her Dr. Pepper, too. It's on our text. There she is. She got her polar pop at Circle K.
You're a polar pop.
She's happy as can be.
Do you guys know what else DP stands for? I'm not going to go down that. Wait a minute.
That's a different text.
That's a different text. Wait a minute. I don't see it. Where is it?
It's right there at the top. She's standing in front of the Circle K with her polar pop. I'll text it to you because you can't find it. It's right here. Maybe I'll post it on our Facebook. I'll write back and get permission to post it, and then we'll. Then you can go to our Facebook. Do you know where our Facebook is?
Shut up.
It's Dom.
I think what it is
Jeremy.
Is I'm looking. What was her name again?
It just says Danielle and Firestone. It's just her phone number on there, and I'm not going to tell you.
It hasn't come through on my laptop yet. That's the problem.
Weird. All right.
I don't have it yet. All right. Anyway, that's it for today's Rattle Off. I thought this was a sterling edition of Rattle
Good
Off
people
today.
Thank you for calling us.